Time for our first look at real estate this year. And this morning, Amanda Leszewski, who is from Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, she's a broker there. And I was about to say she has her finger on the pulse, but maybe not so much, because she's currently, as we speak, in Dubai. She thought she'd take her family to Dubai for a little holiday. Hello, you.
Hello, how are you?
What made you choose Dubai?
It's perfect weather every day, and there's so much for the kids to do to keep them occupied as well as adults. So it's a great time for everyone here. Like, you're never bored.
Is it expensive?
Well, look, compared to if you were to go to like Fiji or Bali, it is a little bit, but your Australian dollar goes a bit further here. So it's like one Australian dollar gives you $2 two dirhams. So it goes pretty fast.
And is it true you can't get a drink, or is that not true?
That's not true at all. We actually had drinks for breakfast.
You had
everywhere you go, they serve. Yeah, they serve alcohol everywhere. It's very modern.
All right, there you are.
Amanda, we're having a great time.
Amanda Leszewski, live in Dubai. Hey, listen, I wanted to get your thoughts on Australian real estate for the coming year, because we've got...
Sure.
Yeah, because, you know, the housing market last year, it finished with, you know, the current average interest rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage at 6.62. What do you think will happen this year? Is it a good year to buy or to sell? Or what are your thoughts?
Look, I honestly think if you've got property, this year's a good year to hold on to it. We've seen a lot of property prices increase, especially on vacant land. We've got some vacant land that we saw here in Sydney. Last year it was selling for $680, and this year the same block of land is selling for about $730 to $740. So it's increased quite a bit. We do think that the interest rates will go down towards the middle of this year, if not earlier. So it is a good time. If you can hold on to property, it's a good time to hold on to it.
If you were taking your house or your investment property to auction, what would you still think auctioning is the way to go, or would you private treaty?
Look, you'll always get a better deal on an auction. But what we're seeing is a lot of houses are selling prior to auction because the reserves are being met before they get taken to auction. So it's always good to go to auction, because it does give you that chance to get just that little bit more for your property.
If we can just have a quick lap of the map, what capital city markets are you liking this year?
Capital cities. Oh, that's a good question. Look, Sydney is a bit pricey for what it is at the moment. I'd say Western Australia is still a great place to invest in. The growth isn't huge, but you can get a really good property with really good rental return in WA. Melbourne is really good. And if you wanted to buy land, I'd go Western Suburbs in Sydney out towards, up past the hills. That's a good place to get some land as well.
What about Brisbane?
Brisbane's always a great place to buy. I've always got plenty of clients who invest in Brisbane because the population there is growing. A lot of people are moving out towards Brisbane. I think it's because of the weather and just the diverse type of properties you can buy out there.
All right. Well, look, I tell you what, I was going to ask you about recent auction results, but there really haven't been many because the real estate agents have been on holidays.
Well, the real estate agents only started again this weekend, so the auction clearance results aren't 100% accurate. There are still people putting their property on the market, but with agents only going back to work this week, I'd say if we look at next week's clearance rates, you'll probably get a more accurate indication of what's happening.
Yeah,
I mean, the kids are still on school holidays, and nothing really happens until everyone goes back to school after Australia Day, really.
Yeah, of course. Let's have a look at the auction results after Australia Day. Hey, listen, enjoy the rest of your holiday in Dubai.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It was lovely talking to you.
Amanda Leszewski.
And Happy New Year.
Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate here on The Night Shift on Triple M.